This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Ontario, Canada's populist battleground in coming elections. The late Rob Ford gave steady and staid Toronto an international profile as mayor that wasn't at the top of the local tourist bureau's wish list. He'd ridden into office on a wave of populist discontent from the outer working and middle-income districts of the city of Toronto, and he rode out on scandals involving not only his pronouncements and policies, some of which were almost acceptable, but also on his stays in drug rehab and videos of him buying crack on the streets while mayor. His excuse is a political classic. He simply shrugged and said he was hammered. His most consistent defender was his brother, an elected member of the Toronto City Council at that time. Now it's brother Doug Ford who has them shaking in their snow boots with his upset win as leader for the Progressive Conservatives, whatever that oxymoron means as a name for a political party, making him a surprise dark horse candidate for Premier of Ontario, the Canadian province containing more than a quarter of the country's population, as well as the cosmopolitan city of Toronto. Pundits and opponents are quickly trying to brand Ford as the Trump of the North, and though the comparison is not exact, there are some likely similarities. He's raised the question of revisiting abortion laws, for example, and his positions on climate change are questionable. But he is no Trump when it comes to immigrants and immigration, enjoying strong support in his races from the recently arrived, known as New Canadians in the North. Observers believe his success in the party primary indicates that he may be able to tap into the feelings of anger and alienation in deindustrialized sections of Ontario where factories have closed and jobs have disappeared. His record on issues affecting suburban women would not make him their first choice, though, nor would his tendency to move politically closer to the bullying part of the spectrum. Whatever might be the case, at the least his name on the list guarantees a very different election in the coming months. The race is set to determine whether the long-standing government of the Liberals will be allowed to continue in the province. Polls indicate that there's a lot of voter fatigue with their government, although the current premier had been trying to recast herself as a candidate of change. Ford's presence in the race is likely to disrupt that strategy. Whether the more progressive minority New Democrats can take advantage is also an open question. The Ontario election seems to be worth following as part of the global contest over populism. There's no question the election is shaping up as perhaps the least Canadian in terms of classic norms and sensibilities that's been seen in the Great North in many decades. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.